enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got a couple of very cool guests lined up for you a little later on in this hour. Esteemed automotive journalist and now with his own website. It's called TotalCarScore.com. Carl Brower will be joining us. I'm going to talk about the new 2014 Toyota Corolla, which was unveiled to the press a little bit earlier this past week, as well as his recent drive of the revamped R8 from Audi and a bunch of other cool rides that he's had the opportunity to check out in recent days. But right off the bat, we're going to be joined by a representative from the Ford Motor Company. He's going to be telling us about the EcoBoost Challenge, which is going to be visiting 13 states here in the United States of America in the following weeks, and it all is to showcase the tremendous technology that Ford has come up with this EcoBoost engine. Along the way, of course, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. You can reach out to us anywhere from any place in North America via our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, via the email as well. It's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, and I'm still giving away the free wash drop samples, so if anybody out there would like a free sample of this unique new way to wash your car, just drop me a line at bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines is Ford's C-Car marketing manager, Mike Murphy, to tell us all about the EcoBoost Challenge. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk a little bit about our Ford EcoBoost Challenge, where we'll be taking the EcoBoost and some great new technologies to 13 cities all across America.
That's great, and I understand you're kicking the EcoBoost Challenge off in my neck of the woods, in my hometown of Boston, Massachusetts.
You bet. Yep. We'll be in Boston at Gillette Stadium June 22nd. And what's really a lot of fun about the EcoBoost Drive Tour is we've heard a lot of great feedback from our current commercials where customers are taking the EcoBoost Challenge for themselves. They're driving that EcoBoost engine, and they're driving it versus the competition. And we've heard it all across the nation, hey, I want to take that for myself. And that's exactly what we're going to do, is we're going to take the EcoBoost Challenge, and we're going to take it to major cities and major stadiums on closed courses like Gillette Stadium on June 22nd, giving customers the chance to drive our technologies, our EcoBoost, some of our hybrids, our plug-in hybrids, and then our performance vehicles, the Focus and the Fiesta ST, on a closed course, which is, as you know, just a lot of fun and not often the opportunity to have a lot of fun on a closed course.
What a great opportunity for consumers to check out that complete portfolio of Ford vehicles. And as you noted, the two high-performance variants, the Focus ST and the all-new Fiesta ST, highly anticipated. I myself have not driven either one of those vehicles yet. And when you look at the performance numbers that those vehicles deliver and consider the size of the engine, they are both extremely fuel-efficient and extremely equipped to deliver some excellent performance.
Yeah, you know, our Focus ST with our 2-liter EcoBoost and then the new Fiesta ST with the 1.6 EcoBoost has some great performance. And again, not everybody's had the opportunity to drive these vehicles. And in fact, you'll have the opportunity to drive the Fiesta ST, which hasn't even hit the showrooms, out on these closed courses, so you can really take it through its paces. And what's interesting with our ST vehicles, these are really daily drivers. 80% of our customers drive a Focus ST as their daily driver. So why not get it out on a closed course, really push it, show what it can do, and that way when you're driving, you can drive it for really its what the attributes allow it to do and have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And when you look at the Ford lineup as it stands right now, by the end of 2013, I understand more than 90% of Ford's North American lineup will be available with an EcoBoost engine. That's quite a statement by Ford.
It really is. And to date, we've sold over 600,000 EcoBoost engines, bringing it out first with our F-150, but really migrating it throughout the entire lineup, because EcoBoost provides exactly what our customers want. It provides the power and performance that you expect out of your vehicle's powertrain. But then more importantly, it provides great fuel economy. And here, when you get this great combination of power and performance and fuel economy, our direct turbo engines truly step it up above and beyond the competition. And here, you'll be able to do that. You can take our EcoBoost engine on the Ford Fusion and drive it head-to-head against the Camry.
Mm-hmm.
On the Escape, you'll be able to drive the Escape and drive it head-to-head versus CR-V. So we want shoppers to be able to take those vehicles out in a relaxed atmosphere, be able to drive them head-to-head to show the great technologies that our Ford products have over the competition.
That sounds absolutely terrific and really good news for consumers. This event is 100% free and, of course, 100% fun, but space is limited. What's the best place online for folks to find out more information about the EcoBoost Challenge?
The best place to find out for more information is two areas. The first would be FordEcoBoostChallengeDrive.com. Again, FordEcoBoostChallengeDrive.com. Or if we're in your area off of Ford.com, there will be a link where you can go ahead, click on and reserve your spot. Space is limited because we want to ensure that the customers and shoppers that come out have that opportunity to drive the products that they want. You'll be able to select your time spot, so we know your time is valuable. And while you're there, you'll have the opportunity to pick up fuel economy saving tips, which I think is great, especially with today's gas prices and really the uncertainty in that market. So you'll be able to spend some time in a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or really just learn from professional drivers how to best maximize fuel economy. And who couldn't use a little bit of more money in their pocket today?
Oh, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. When we come back from our upcoming break, we'll talk a little bit more about that hypermile instruction, which is going to be available at the EcoBoost Challenge from the Ford Green Team. We'll also talk to Mike a little bit more about the two high-performance vehicles, which will be part of the EcoBoost Challenge. They're calling it the high-performance experience, the Focus ST and Fiesta ST. And, of course, if you have any questions about the EcoBoost technology that Ford has in 90% of its lineup now, that's just a remarkable statement by the company. You can shoot us an email or give us a phone call right now at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@boblongradio.com. Also, coming back on the other side of the upcoming break here, we're going to tell you about some of the other cities that are part of this 13-city tour, and lots more is straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and the next day he pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a crag. I said, you're on, buddy, Mom, just running by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lincoln Motor.
We want to say hello to all of our listeners in the greater Detroit area listening on the information station AM 800 CKLW out of Windsor and the Ontario area of Canada. And thanks again to Keith and everybody at the station. It's so great to be back there and getting a lot of emails from those folks listening to that station, as well as all the great stations across North America that are part of the Auto World family. Mike Murphy is with us. He is Ford's C-Car Marketing Manager, and he's telling us about the EcoBoost Challenge. This is a kind of a roving 13-city tour that Ford is kicking off on June 20th. 22nd. It's going to be rolling right through September 21st, visiting 13 cities around North America. And consumers attending this free event will have the opportunity to check out the all-new high-performance Fiesta ST, the Focus ST, the Escape, the Fusion, and the C-Max, and also do some competitive head-to-head driving against competitors like the Honda CR-V or the Toyota RAV4 or the Honda Accord or Toyota Camry. And as I talked to Mike a little bit in the first segment, it's kicking off here in my neck of the woods of Boston on the 22nd, and you've got quite a busy schedule after that. Tell us about some of the other cities that you're going to be visiting across North America, Mike.
Sure, Bob. You know, we really have 13 great venues, and these venues allow us to set up three closed courses. So when you think about what these campuses will look like, there'll be 600,000 square foot of pure road and track and a lot of great cones set up where customers can take it and push those vehicles. In D.C., we'll be at FedEx Field the following week after Boston, June 29th. In Chicago, June 29th at Arlington Park. And then we kind of move out to the West Coast, where we'll be at Golden Gate Fields in San Francisco, and then at the Rose Bowl. We're really excited about being in L.A. at the Rose Bowl, and that one is already almost completely filled up. We have almost enough shopper interest to not only visit the Rose Bowl, which should be pretty cool in itself, but then to take these vehicles through the paces. From there, we're in New York City at Citi Field. We go down to Charlotte Motor Speedway. I think that's going to be really one of my favorite ones to get on the track on August 24th. Turner Field in Atlanta and Dallas Cowboys Stadium, both on September 7th. Do a little swing through Florida at the Convention Center, and then Miami Gulfstream Park in late September. And wrap up in Minneapolis, September 21st, which is really wrapped around the state fair. So 13 great cities, 13 great venues where this could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of our shoppers to take that vehicle out, push it, have a lot of fun, be comfortable with a driving coach, so you'll have that safety and security of pushing those vehicles and really seeing what those attributes are all about. 13 great cities from June 22nd through September 21st.
As a marketing manager for Ford, focusing on the C-car category, this has got to be great for you too, Mike, in getting the kind of in-person feedback from consumers, perhaps people that have not been in a Ford vehicle for quite some time, or maybe never been in a Ford vehicle, and also to, you know, get some feedback on the differences between the competitors that you're going to have there and the Ford offerings. I would imagine this is going to be, you know, very good place to gather a lot of information.
Yeah, it definitely is. Our entire team will be working these events, so the factory folks will be at each one of these events, and it's great for us to hear exactly what our customers and what the feedback is. Market research always tells us one thing, and for Ford, it's telling us that our super segment, as we call it internally, which is these vehicles in the small car, mid-size car, and small utility vehicles, continue to grow, and our investment on the new product is really hitting in the sweet spot for our customer base, able to attract a new kind of customer. But, you know, there's no replacement to actually being with customers out on a course and hearing firsthand what makes them interested in our products and really why they're coming out of the competitors or what attracts the competitors' products. So we take these events very seriously. We want to make sure that they're a lot of fun, first and foremost, educational, but then have that opportunity to get some data and get some research and bring it in-house and work with our engineering and designing teams to ensure that we've incorporated customer feedback in the future products.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Hypermile instruction that's going to be available at the EcoBoost Challenge from the Ford Green Team. This is kind of cool because, you know, years ago something like this didn't exist, but you guys have experts that are trained in teaching consumers on how to drive more fuel efficiently.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fuel economy and value for the money or gas prices is really what drives customers in that small and mid-sized segment. So we know that gas prices have a direct correlation, not only on sales, but what attracts our customers into our products. So the better we're able to educate really shoppers in general, just in the industry, on how to maximize fuel economy, well, just the better everybody is. So our professional drivers will have the opportunity to be the right-hand passenger coach while you drive our vehicles and while you take our hybrids, and in some cases our plug-in hybrids, right through the paces. So you can see how not only to maximize your own fuel economy, but how driving habits and how your driving techniques can not only improve it, but even surpass perhaps what the label is, mm-hmm. and improve and really maximize the fuel economy savings in your own pocket.
If you haven't driven one of these EcoBoosted engines from Ford, I definitely urge everybody to check it out when they get the chance, because it's truly a mind-boggling experience. I remember the turbocharged engines from the 1970s and early 1980s, and there was a lot of turbo lag. There were a lot of maintenance issues with turbo engines, but through computing technology and advanced engineering, all those things are definitely in the past. And just the torque that's available right off idle from these EcoBoosted engines is just remarkable, and that's what folks really utilize the most. We all love to talk about horsepower, but it's the torque that really gives you that acceleration experience. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much. Everybody visit Ford EcoBoost Challenge Drive.com, and we look forward to chatting with you more down the road.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Straight ahead, Carl Brower.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We're having lots of fun talking automobiles like we do each and every week here on the show, whether it's classic cars, whether it's brand new cars, whether it's future cars. We cover it all. Joining us right now, the esteemed automotive journalist, now with his own business. He is the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com, Mr. Carl Brower. Welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing, Carl?
Doing great. How about you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Fighting a tiny bit of a cold, but doing a whole lot better today than yesterday. Let's talk, before we talk about some of the places that you've been recently and some of the cars that you've been driving, I was just curious to get your take on Toyota's unveiling of the 2014 Corolla. We saw it in concept form, believe it was called a Furia, at the Detroit Auto Show, and now we see a derivative of that, a toned-down variant of that being introduced, and again, outside of a traditional venue for an automaker to introduce a new vehicle.
Yeah, that alone is kind of worth mentioning, is just the fact that they come out with an all-new vehicle. It's a hugely important vehicle of theirs in terms of sales volume and helping Toyota pay its bills. It's been one of the best-selling nameplates on the planet for 40-some years, if I'm not mistaken. The Corolla is a fabulous selling vehicle across the planet. And they didn't do it at an auto show. They did it at a hangar at Santa Monica Airport. And that was really kind of strange. But I think automakers are getting to the point where they realize they'd rather not compete with 18 or 20 other important unveils in a 24 or 48-hour period where auto shows occur, and they're starting to do things like this. And, I mean, they spent money, Bob. They flew a lot of people in from across the country. It was only about an hour drive from me. But I saw a lot of East Coast people there, and they had a lot of fancy production, almost Vegas-style show, like a Cirque du Soleil thing going on before the unveil. So they definitely wanted to make a splash, and they wanted to be kind of the center of the automotive world, at least for a moment there, without any other cars to compete with. And it worked. The car was all over the place because there wasn't anything else to report of that nature Thursday night when they did that intro.
very interesting stuff. You've got a busy week ahead of you, and you've certainly driven a lot of vehicles lately. I can't wait to talk to you about them. But let's begin with where you're headed next. You're going to be checking out the new four-door variant of the Fiat 500, the diminutive vehicle, which got off to a slow start here in North America, but just exploded during 2012 with a sales increase of close to 125%, and now Fiat is rolling out a whole slew of derivatives, and you're going to get a chance to check out this 500L.
Yeah, we're flying back there. I'm flying back on Tuesday to the Baltimore area to drive it, and I'm really excited because I think, like you said, Bob, the car has obviously resonated with Americans, and the sales numbers, you know, confirm that, and this is a vehicle that only comes in two-door form right now. And there's a few different versions, the sportier Abarth and the Cabrio, but now they're going to have a four-door version, and if it's as effectively executed as the two-door in terms of a lot of interior space despite a small exterior footprint, then sales should just explode, because certainly four doors and easier entry access to the back seat, it makes the car that much more appealing to a much wider audience. So I could see this car really setting the brand on fire, and I'm very curious to drive it this week.
Much like Mini has done with so many different variants, Fiat has kind of taken a page from that, but it's going to be interesting to see how the 500L is accepted. I, too, think it's going to do quite well. I know a lot of people who looked at the original 500C, and North Americans tend to like their vehicles a little bit larger than European folks, so some of the early folks came back to me and said, oh, it's just a little bit too small, but when they get a look at this one, it's going to be right in the ballpark.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's going to open up the door to a whole new audience that can't deny the functionality. And, you know, the brand has really marketed itself well, so I think a lot of people like the idea of driving one of the Fiat 500s. It's just functionally they're kind of worried about the size, and this will solve a lot of that.
And, of course, Fiat is going to keep the coolness, the DNA of the 500 in the 500L. You're still going to be able to get it with a gazillion different color combinations and options. And again, much like the Mini brand, this is something that really seems to resonate well with consumers. You can literally make your 500 very exclusive to you, which means you're not going to see yourself coming and going on the streets in your neck of the woods.
Exactly, and that's kind of become a more of an increasing trend with American buyers. You know, Europeans were more likely to order a car and wait for it for decades, while Americans would just kind of drive up and buy whatever happened to be on the lot at the dealer that they decided to buy from. And that always kind of frustrated me, because I always felt like, you know, given that this is an expensive purchase for the average American, and it's something that you're going to drive around for hopefully years if you like it, the idea of waiting, you know, 4 to 8 or 10 weeks, depending on the manufacturer, to get exactly what you want always seemed to make sense to me, and I was surprised more Americans didn't feel that way. Well, they're starting to. And Mini has benefited by having so many versions of the Cooper available, and Fiat is doing the same thing. The Dodge Dart, the new Dodge Dart, is similar as well. When you start to offer all these variations of a vehicle, even if you have to wait a little bit, there's an increasing number of Americans who are realizing, you know, I can wait 4, 6, 8 weeks and get exactly the car I want. That's okay.
Let's talk about truck sales. I've noticed in recent times kind of a spiking of truck sales, the rise of truck sales. And recently I know you've had some opportunity to check out the Silverado, and I believe right now you've got the Ram, which is one of my favorites. This vehicle is just chock full of lots of goodies. But how about beginning with talking a little bit about this rise in truck sales? What do you think's happening here, Carl?
Well, it's a great sign, because that's the baseline for so many other parts of the economy in this country. And when you see these truck sales getting stronger, it means there's a confidence out there, largely on the business, you know, corporate corporate level, whether it's big or small contractors who feel like they should and can invest in a new truck because that serves their business purposes. And they wouldn't be doing that if they didn't feel like they're going to make enough money in their businesses to pay for this vehicle or to justify a new one. So you combine that with what looks like a slow but steady increase in housing prices and housing activity, building activity, and it's great news because just like what can pull the economy down and did several years ago, it starts to become kind of synergistic and you start to move it the other direction once a few of these things fall in place. So the manufacturers know this. They see it happening. And Chevrolet knows how critical this new Silverado is going to be to maintaining market share in that segment, which is a huge segment, a lot of profit built into those vehicles. And of course, Ram just redid all their major truck elements and won Truck of the Year last year. And we know that Ford is going to probably unleash an extremely advanced and updated version of the F-150 in the next year and a half. So it's a good sign. It's we all like to see trucks, new trucks, and great trucks because it means great things for the economy.
So true. We're chatting with Carl Brower, CEO, editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com. If you've got a question or comment, if you're in the market for a new vehicle and would like to pick my brain and Carl's brain, we're up for that at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you'd like to comment on truck sales, do you have a favorite truck out there? Are you a General Motors person? Are you a Ram person? Are you loyal to the Ford brand? Would you make that switch from one brand to another? That's always something that the car companies are trying to tempt folks all the time to make that jump, which sometimes isn't an easy one. Carl, I know you attended the Silverado event. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more in detail about the Chevy Silverado and talk about the Ram that you're driving right now around the Los Angeles area. We also will touch with Carl on the Acura MDX. So lots of great information straight ahead as Auto World continues. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long, and thank you so much for being here with me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on Auto World. Anytime, you can shoot me an email, bob@bobloggradio.com, bob@autowordradio.com, giving away those free samples of the new product called Wash Drops, if you'd like some. Just shoot me over your name, address, and telephone number, and we'll get those samples out to you. We definitely would love to get your feedback. Carl Brower is with us from TotalCarScore.com, where he is CEO and editor-in-chief. And Carl, before we go any further, explain to our listeners around North America about Total Car Score and all the great stuff that you provide there for folks.
Yeah, well, we just felt like there was a need for a single location that kind of gathered together all the expert ratings from across the industry. There are at least, you know, 9 or 10 well-regarded expert scoring systems out there that other brands use, and they all have a comprehensive, effective system in terms of really making sure all the vehicles are scored in a way that kind of seems to make sense. But they also will end up with, you know, somewhat slightly different opinions. And if you can take all those scores, normalize them to a percentage, and then average that percentage across the number of scores that you've got across those experts, you end up with kind of an industry take on the score. This is what the industry as a whole thinks. And if you combine that with all the other vehicles that are in the same category, for instance, all the full-size trucks, you start to get a sense of where these trucks rank according to the industry at large, and you do that all in one location. So if you've ever heard of Rotten Tomatoes, it's a movie site. It does the same thing. It just goes and gets all the expert movie opinions, brings them together for one site, and you can go to one location and say, oh, the industry, the movie industry generally does or does not like this movie, or this is where it ranks and compared to other movies is probably a better way to say it. That's all we did for cars because we thought it was a much better way to see how a car lines up against its competition. Plus, we have all the links back to the original sources, so you can still go look at all those individual ratings if you want to, but you can start at Total Car Score and just see what they think in one place.
Perfect. Let's talk about the Chevrolet Silverado. You attended that event a few weeks back. What was your overall opinion of the revised Silverado? Certainly, General Motors has an awful lot riding on this vehicle.
They do, and, you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, had an impression from the first images that the truck didn't have as much upgrades or as extensive of an upgrade as it should have, given how important it is and how critical this market is. But that was why the event was really valuable, because when you dig in and you see everything that they've done, whether it's the chassis improvements, the interior improvements, the drivetrain technology, you realize that they have substantially upgraded the truck. It is all new from top to bottom, and it's new in important ways. You know, the cylinder deactivation that's going to be going on every engine, along with direct injection and variable valve timing, which is going to give them all very good fuel efficiency. The thicker glass, the more aerodynamic body, the more effectively isolated cabin from the frame. The truck is one of the quietest and most refined trucks, I think, on the market, if not the most refined truck on the market now. It's very quiet inside when you drive the vehicle, which is really surprising. When you're in a truck, you expect that maybe out of like a Cadillac from General Motors. But when Silverado feels that way, you're just like, wow. You know, it's got high tow ratings. It's got a lot of functionality, the interior storage. It's got an upper and lower glove box. It's got that corner step in the rear bumper that makes it real easy to hop in and out of the truck bed without even having the tailgate down. The tailgate has a damped system that makes it so it won't just bang down. Now you can open and pull the lever on the handle on the tailgate release and walk away, because it's just going to gently come down. It's not going to come crashing down. So it's a lot of upgrades that make the truck very functionally superior to the outgoing model, and I think it's going to be very interesting, because I'm also a huge fan of the Ram. As you know, Bob, I've got one of those out in the driveway right now, and that truck is fabulous too. So once again, kind of like the new Corolla being so much more stylish than the previous one that we saw last week, this competition forces everyone to step up, and the consumer, of course, ends up with all these great vehicles to choose from. So you've now got kind of a cool, stylish Corolla. You've got a refined, luxurious, quiet Silverado that's right there with a lot of luxury vehicles in terms of the experience from behind the wheel.
Yeah, no question. And be interesting to get your take after you live with the Ram for a few more days. I think the Ram is particularly cool because of the 8-speed automatic transmission and the aero features that it has, the way that it's utilizing that air suspension so it lowers the vehicle at highway speeds, and has some grille shutters that close for economy. And then when you look at the interior, Ram has done a great job of bringing the interior into a whole new luxury dimension.
Yeah, they have. The interior experience is so great. And then don't forget what I almost consider to be one of the trump cards for a lot of the Chrysler vehicles right now is Uconnect Access.
Yeah.
It is a fabulous in-car, you know, connected infotainment, internet, you know, application system. And the voice command is the best of any of them out there right now, of any of them. That's across the European manufacturers, all of them, because of how natural it is. Now, MyLink is the Chevrolet system, and it's right there. It's got a lot of the same capabilities in terms of, you know, finding local gas prices and movie show times and those kind of things, restaurants. It's just not quite as natural. You have to go through a few more specific steps in a couple areas, whereas you can drive around in the Ram and say, I'm hungry for Chinese, and it'll literally pull local Chinese restaurants for you. It's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's talk about the vehicle that you checked out in Portland, Oregon a little while back, and that's the Acura MDX. Acura is a brand that over the years has done extraordinarily well with a lot of products, and then they've had some tough years, and they're trying to really resurrect themselves. They've got the NSX supercar around the corner, and I'm no doubt that that's going to be a great PR piece for them. And I'm curious to get your take on this MDX.
Well, you know, the MDX was always one of their best-selling vehicles. I mean, you could argue that as much kind of visibility as things like the NSX has had for them, and even the original Legend they had back when the brand first came to this country, the MDX has been kind of their stalwart in terms of sales and profits. And so this was hugely important for them, because when you're a luxury brand with a smaller number of sales and a smaller number of models, and you have such a kind of, you know, load bearer in terms of all that in one vehicle, then the MDX is important. And so they had as much were concerned about messing it up as they did about improving it, because it was already doing so well in that category, that luxury crossover category. They did a fabulous job. They took it serious because they had to. And, you know, it's very familiar in terms of its look, kind of like the Silverado. It still looks very similar to the outgoing model, but they improved it in all these subtle but important ways. And it's just fabulous. It's even better than the outgoing one. And they had an older one there to drive at the event, which was great. They also had some of the competition to drive, and I was astounded when you drive it compared to the old one and some of the other current competition. That's when it really becomes obvious, you know, Bob, things like steering feel. I mean, this thing's steering weighting, it went to electric steering this year, and that used to be such a concern for me, because like ABS back in the 80s, the first generation electric steering was pretty bad across the industry. But we're now into the second generation, or even third by some manufacturers' estimation, and they've nailed it. It's perfect feel. It's perfect weighting and responsiveness. And that's just one example. You know, the second row seats, they slide now and they lock in different positions, so you can prioritize either second row leg room, or you can fold the third row down and prioritize cargo space by moving it forward. You know, the engine itself, it actually is, I think, slightly less powerful, but the car weighs less. It lost weight, so it's not lost any of its performance, but it's gained fuel economy, of course. You know, and they now have a two-wheel drive version. So that means you can get one at a lower entry-level price. This is the first generation. They always were all models were all-wheel drive. Now there's a two-wheel drive, because a lot of parts of the country, you really don't need all-wheel drive, and you can save some money and some weight by going two-wheel drive. So they decided to offer it this year.
Got an email question here from Lance, and Lance is in Utah, listening on KZNU, and he wants to know if Fiat is going to have an electric version of their 500, and the answer, Lance, is yes, but I believe it's pretty limited to California right now, Carl. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've already got one, the two-door. I mean, who knows if a 500 four-door, four-door E, you know, electric is coming, probably is, but they have a two-door one. It's really impressive. And it's impressive because it still drives as entertainingly as the non-electric ones. They mounted the extra batteries low, so the weight had minimal impact on its handling. It's fun. It looks cool. It's got just as much interior space. But most impressive is the pricing that they've come out with, where it's $999 down and $199 a month for a lease on the vehicle.
Wow.
And that's a crazy low price for an electric car.
It sure is. Everybody, when you get a chance, check out Carl's site, TotalCarScore.com. Carl, have fun. Say hello to everybody on the Fiat event for me, and we'll look forward to talking with you in the not-too-distant future. We'll get you back with us.
Great talking to you, Bob. Take care.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.